Today's topic is healing from loss with creativity with Robbie Firestone. And hopefully by the end of the show, you'll be inspired to find healing and success through your own creative talents.
Welcome to the Well Woman Show, where we interview women executives, leaders, and entrepreneurs.
And you're listening to the Well Woman Show,
where motivated women achieve fulfillment and well-being.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show.
Take time for myself by coming to things like Well Woman drinks.
To be accepting of myself no matter what. Step away from judgment as much as possible.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show.
Just, you're going to be in for a good ride. I don't regret anything. Everything I've ever done, I've learned from it, one way or another, good or bad.
Being a little bit selfish for yourself, you know, put your own oxygen mask on first and then give what's left.
I'm a woman. I would prefer to tell my own story. My story, though it's very personal, is universal.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show. And now your host, Giovanna Rossi.
Hi, Giovanna Rossi here, and welcome to another episode of The Well Woman Show, where I interview women leaders, executives, and entrepreneurs about their lives and their road to becoming and being who they are today. Are you feeling burned out or finding it hard to focus on your goals? Or are you in transition? Well, you're not alone. We all need to activate our superpowers. These are the internal strengths and abilities we all already have but don't use all the time. Superpowers can be cultivated, and they include empathy, love, intuition, courage, and more. As always, this episode is brought to you by Well Woman Life, a global community of women living our best lives. Whether it's your health, relationships, your money, or making an impact in your community and the world, Well Woman Life has you covered. You've made a commitment to not settle, to use your voice, and to live your best life. Well Woman Life offers annual memberships, workshops, and retreats to support you. Check out wellwomanlife.com/Facebook to join our growing community. Now back to the show. My guest today is Robbie Firestone, a fine artist and the creator of TheEmptyWomb.com, a movement to speak truth around the silent conversation of women's infertility. Firestone speaks messages of creativity and empowerment to lots and lots of groups of women and spiritual communities. She's also been featured in the New York Times, Parade Magazine, and Huffington Post. She and I talk on the show about how she makes a living as a full-time artist, the project she's creating to support other women struggling with infertility, and her rules for creating successful business partnerships. You can find out all the information and links about this show, as well as this week's giveaway, at wellwomanlife.com/103show. wellwomanlife.com/103show. I want to let you know that I'll be in the Netherlands speaking at the Women's Economic Forum on International Women's Day in March. I'm super excited and thrilled to be speaking about the Family Friendly Business Award program that I developed and also about women's leadership. So, and I'm also thrilled that I get to interview some women while I'm there and bring those interviews back for you and bring back lots of tips and wisdom with me from that event. You can also continue the conversation with the Well Woman Life community at wellwomanlife.com/Facebook. Now to my interview with Robbie Firestone. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Robbie, let's start out by, you know, we heard in your bio sort of who you are and what you're up to, but I really want to back up and just have you tell our listeners, who are you in the world today? Who is Robbie Firestone today?
Oh my goodness, that's quite a question. I would say fine artist, speaker, servant. I really long for my life to just serve through my art and through everything I do. So that's a big question. And that's what I hope people would say.
And so what other aspects of your life would you bring into that? I mean, I know you're a sister because I just met her before we started. What else would you say about who you are in the world?
My roles in the world? I would say entrepreneur, businesswoman for sure. I'm very passionate about my business. Many artists ask, how do I make a living as a full-time artist? And I say, you study business. So entrepreneur, sister, I have a beautiful little brother who's developmentally disabled, and I feel passionate about protecting and taking care of him and enjoying him. I'm recently a divorcee. I am the owner of a Santa Fe art classes here in Santa Fe. So I'm a teacher, coach. I coach C-level executive women who've undergone the journey of infertility to support them in their journey, which is what my art project, The Empty Womb, is about. So instructor, coach, lover, entrepreneur, artist, speaker.
I love it. Okay. And we'll get into some of that in just a bit. But I want to ask you also to tell the listeners, what are you working on right now and how does it impact women's lives? And so you can, it might be that you're going to talk about the empty womb or you might be working on something else. Mm-hmm. But yeah, what are you working on?
Well, as we were just talking about, The Empty Womb, my fine art project, is the first museum quality installation based on and about women's infertility and pharmaceutical baby making. So in vitro fertilization and infertility. And the project is created using my own medical supplies from 3 years of in vitro fertilization combined with traditional women's work to make this series of baby blankets, is what I call them, and beyond. And that is my fine artwork right now in the world. I'm also running Santa Fe art classes that I'm right now in the midst of purchasing a new home for in Santa Fe, where I'm teaching 2-hour painting classes for total beginners. It's so much fun for me. I'm so fed creatively. And the other thing I'm working on is, I think, something we just discussed, which is learning to balance when to act and really be voracious about creating that which I desire in the world to happen in my world and in the world, and when to sit back and breathe and just allow an opening to occur to come to me. That's my inner work right now, I think.
Oh, that's so good. That's so hard. And we talk about that on the Well Woman Show a lot, actually, in terms of the four stages of the Well Woman life cycle. And we can, I'll share it with you, but it's very interesting that you are working on this right now, because there is a stage in the life cycle where we're really active. We're on the hunt. We're searching. We're finding. We're out there. We're putting ourselves out there. And if we aren't careful, that, you know, with that process, we can completely burn out and get and you know, collapse really from exhaustion. And there's another stage in the life cycle where you do a lot more. You're a lot more open to letting things come to you and flow, and not being so active. So that's very interesting. And if listeners are interested in that framework, I always mention it on the show, you can go to wellwomanlife.com/movement to check it out and answer 2 questions and find out where you are in the life cycle. So Robbie, I want to go back to your project, The Empty Womb, and people can check it out at theemptywomb.com. This, I'm assuming, based on your bio, is based on your personal story. Can you walk us through sort of how, you know, briefly what that story was and how that ended up being the art project that it is?
Yes. So thank you for asking. And it is definitely, okay. So The Empty Womb came to be as I desperately wanted to be a mother and biological mother. My mother died when I was 3 years old. And so I just always had this vision of smelling my own child and feeling my heartbeat against this little being that came through my body. And I was just really primally passionate about the desire to be a biological mother. And that did not occur for me. I waited a long time to create career. I had, my body was sick, and by the time I came to around to it, I needed to do in vitro fertilization as my last hope, which is pharmaceutical baby making, you know, bunches of injections and drugs and hormones and the like. And I underwent that for about 3 years off and on, and it didn't work, which was the most devastating, shocking, unbelievable existential crisis I've ever lived through. It just, to an infertile woman, it makes no sense that an amoeba can procreate and split off and make another amoeba. The most minute and reptilian and microbial things can reproduce, and yet I can't. And it was shocking. And I actually didn't want to live after that, because I really saw it as such a purpose in my life to be a mom and a biological mom. And my brothers adopted my dad. My father, my mother were adopted. We were a foster family growing up. So I'm a huge supporter of adoption, of fostering, huge, huge supporter. And in that moment, I just couldn't look beyond the grief of not being able to. So this artwork was born, quote unquote, from my processing and my grieving my own loss. And then it snowballed into what looks to be a movement that supports women all over the world.
And the support is in terms of the grief of realizing and accepting that one might not have a natural birth. Does it include other kinds of support, like how to start adopting a child or something?
Well, what I've done is I've really focused on this one issue, which is so enormous. There are so many other venues out for resources around adoption, around all of that, which I'm not an expert in. And my mission is to provide catharsis resources, coaching, and community to women undergoing infertility, in vitro fertilization, child loss, and miscarriage, in order to find one another and find support. Because when one is experiencing infertility, it's deeply isolating, no matter how profoundly loving your sister, mother, best friend may be. If they have children or didn't want children at all, it's really difficult to talk to them, because for me, even my very best friend who went with me to my in vitro appointments, and she was infertile until she had her two boys she had polycystic and had hers through in vitro. And I was so jealous. I literally had to say to her, I love you so much and you're so supportive of me, and I'm so jealous. I can't talk to you right now. I really have to cope with these quote unquote negative emotions I'm having. And so our friendship took a pause for a few years. She kept loving me from afar. And then when I was able to come back to her and say, I love you, I miss you, please forgive me, can we be friends again? She said, we never weren't friends. I've just been waiting to love you. So it's isolating, and my goal is to bring women together who are in that state of isolation to heal together and move beyond the grief.
And how did it impact were you in a relationship at the time?
Yes, I was married, and it profoundly impacted my marriage. And I can't speak for him, but that was a moment in time I'm not ready to revisit yet. Yeah.
Okay. And so how can people get in touch with you who are looking for this kind of support, or what other kinds of resources can you share?
Well, I'm really grateful because the producer, Betsy Chassie, who created the film What the Bleep Do We Know? She's the producer, creator, writer, director of What the Bleep Do We Know? She learned of my work of The Empty Womb and did a film about it. And it's a short film that is, we're very excited because we've just learned it's going to be premiering. The work is going to be premiering at the United Nations on March 12th and 13th of 2018. So coming up next month soon. And she created this film that's allowing us to really have much more outreach. And my website is called theemptywomb.com, theemptywomb.com. And on that, I will be creating resources online, collecting resources. I'm creating a coaching experience that not only has me as a coach, but several tiers of coaches beneath as well, who can support women. And the goal is to create Facebook groups where someone who is in different stages of infertility can connect to other women who are in those same stages.
Wow. Okay. So congratulations on the UN opening. Now, what does that mean exactly? What's going to happen on March 12th?
That is a very good question. I just learned of it this morning. Global Women's Empowerment Network and Tess Cacciatore in Los Angeles. She's a media producer. She does enormous good through the United Nations and has created a platform to support initiatives around global sex trafficking, and The Empty Womb has a direct relationship to that. So she's produced a film herself, and there are several others, from my understanding, that will be on a flat platform to show about the issues of the sustainable development goals that need to take place in the UN to support women throughout the world. And my and Betsy's film is speaking to the direct relationship that infertility of women in underdeveloped countries has to sex trafficking. So I'm learning about it. I think on the 12th, a lot of films will be shown. And on the 13th, we'll be doing panels and discussions about the films and what we can do to raise awareness.
Okay, interesting. And so human trafficking obviously is a very big issue and a big problem. What exactly is the connection between the infertility issue and human trafficking?
Thank you for asking. This is my education. I learned last year when I was speaking in India at Women's Economic Forum that 8.5 to 12.3% of the world's women are infertile. And in underdeveloped countries, essentially, these women often are rural, uneducated, marrying perhaps at the age of 13 to 18 years old. And their primary purpose on the planet is to have babies, to be a mama. Well, if the body doesn't allow her to do that, she, let's say, little Cindy in some other country, little Robbie, let's say little Robbie, is 13 years old, married off. And in 3 months, if she's not pregnant, her mother-in-law comes to her and says, "What's wrong with you, little Robbie? Why aren't you accepting my son's virile seed?" And 3 months after that, if she's not pregnant in 6 months, that family can legally divorce her and throw her out, upon which time her family's dowry has to be given back. So mom and dad are angry at little Robbie because now what are they going to do with her? She's no good in the world, right? She's not educated. She was here to make babies and she can't do that. After 6 months and a young girl's body and all the stress and trauma. So essentially, often she's thrown out of the family home. The community may not want her because she's rendered cursed or cursed by the gods, depending on the religious, you know, culture there. And the only industry to absorb her is prostitution or sex trafficking. So a lot of these young women are just immediately absorbed because of their naivete, their lack of education, their pure vulnerability And there are no sustainable development goals in the United Nations to address this. So it needs to be changed.
Okay, I'm speaking with Robbie Firestone. She's an artist. She's showing at the UN her work and her film. We're talking about human trafficking, about infertility. We're also going to be talking about artists and entrepreneurship. I want to ask you, Robbie, our segment that's called Superpowers for Success. I go through a few quick questions to just kind of share, allow you to share with the listeners some of your tips and tricks about life that have helped you get to where you are now in your life. And so the first question is, what does success in life mean for you?
What does success in life for me mean for me? I decided after working in corporate America in New York City and ad agencies in my 20s, that success meant for me waking up when my body wants to wake up every morning, not having alarm clock go off at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. So waking up when my body feels fit and to work with only people I love and or respect. It started out as like or respect, and now many, many years later, it's become love and respect.
I love that. I was given some really great advice early on when I started my business to only work with people that I like, but I like yours. I might change that into only people that I love.
I love it. It works for me, and I really do. I really do. It makes everything graceful and easier, and it deepens me because if I have those relationships with people I genuinely love on an agape level, you know, on a core humanitarian level, it forces me to ensure that I always value them and that I work my hardest on myself so that I honor them.
It also helps you create some boundaries too, so that you're not just working with every single person that wants to work with you and it yes. may not be a good fit, and you're setting that boundary.
Yes.
I want to ask you, when did you know, Robbie, that you were really good at what you do?
Yikes. I don't know if I still don't know if I know if I'm good at what I do. Oh my gosh. Honestly, I think if we're talking about career, I really started understanding that my work has value when I would see women walk into my studio and have cathartic responses to my artwork, when they would stand in front of them and after 20 years of never speaking to anyone about her journey of infertility, a woman from the Caribbean stood before me with tears in her eyes, weeping and saying, "I never got to speak to anyone about this. Can we talk now?" And for me, my work is temporal. It's, I don't expect it to be around forever. I expect when it is here to soften lives for people and support people. And that's my goal. So I feel that it is enriching people's lives. So I guess I can say I'm good at what I do, I think.
You know, a lot of times we look for external validation to say that we're good at what we do. Yeah. And then we have those moments, those quiet moments where we just know internally, and it can happen anywhere on stage. If you're speaking, you just get this sense that, you know, I'm really on it right now. Like, I'm really rocking this. Mm-hmm. Have you had a moment like, I'm sure you've had a moment like that. Can you give us an example of something that's happened like that?
You know, I feel like life is full of a million moments like that. Honestly, I feel really grateful for that. Even now I'm in the process of purchasing a property for my business, for my artwork, for my teaching here in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and which I'm so madly in love with. And there have been what I call these little godsidences, you know, these little synchronicities whereby I could never plan something happening. And an opening occurs that circumstances shift in my favor without any definition, without any refinement by me, without any direction. And that is each time such a powerful affirmation for me that I'm in the right course. I'm on the right course. I'm in flow. I'm fulfilling my mission. And then another one I can honestly say is this past year, the past 2 years has been very, very difficult for me personally, a personal journey I've been going through. And my friends, when I've felt it's been the least graceful time of my life in the way that I feel about myself, and my friends keep telling me that I have walked with grace through this particular conflict that I've been encountering. And just that word of being grace, when I feel like I'm the opposite of it, I felt a lot of personal satisfaction and recognition of maybe I am the person I really want to be. And I've been working so hard to be that woman. And when they say that word, I feel that internal key click of, yeah, you got this, girl. You got this. You're good.
Okay. And Robbie, what superpower did you discover you had only to realize it was there all the time?
Wow. Okay. What superpower do I have that's been there all along? Well, this superpower I love so much, and everyone has it all along, which is that I tend to take enormous leaps in life. I dream really big and I vision things that are beyond the possible. And then I leap. And I have this, I love heroes. I love firemen. I love police officers. I love humans who give their lives in support of other people in ways that most of us wouldn't. We wouldn't jump in front of a train or throw our bodies through walls of fire to save a kitten, right? I have a lot of friends here in Santa Fe who are firefighters, and I have enormous respect for them. And so I have this picture in my mind that when I'm afraid of something, I literally picture a wall of fire and I throw myself through the fear. So I was very afraid of heights. So I bungee jumped in Whistler. I rappel. I started when I was about 23 years old. I was afraid of spiders. So I asked a friend to give me his tarantula in my hands and let it crawl all over me. And so every year for my birthday, I do something that terrifies me, from scuba diving with great white sharks to I jumped out of an airplane at 12,500 feet for my 34th birthday. So I throw myself through the fire instead of letting it stop me. And that is the superpower that I most love.
I love that. Those are great examples. Okay, we're almost out of time. I want to ask you a couple quick questions. What advice would you give your 25-year-old self?
Oh my gosh, that poor little girl. I don't even know. I just feel so sad for her. Just love yourself. Be kind. Celebrate every tiny, tiny win.
I love that. And Robbie, do you identify as a feminist?
That's such an interesting loaded word for so many. And yes, I love being a woman. I love my body. I love the empowerment of women. And that word has a lot of, and me too, hashtag me too, a million times. So yes.
Robbie Firestone, it's been such a pleasure having you on the show today.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to know you. I'm excited to know you more.
That's it for our show today. Remember, if you need support to live your Well Woman life, head over to wellwomanlife.com/Facebook to join us. Our monthly live event, Well Women Drinks, brings women together to share our successes and challenges as women, leaders, moms, aunts, sisters, and all the other roles we carry. If you'd like to attend a Well Women Drinks near you, or if there isn't one in your city yet and you'd like to start one, email info@wellwomanlife.com. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment and subscribe in iTunes and leave a review. This helps raise visibility, which is super helpful when it comes to producing the show every week. For feedback, comments, or just to let me know you are listening today, find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Well Woman Life. I'm Giovanna Rossi for The Well Woman Show. Until next time, have a super powerful week.